I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Straight Outta Compton is an explosively entertaining biopic about the hip-hop group that brought gangster rap into the mainstream of popular culture in the 1980s. The first words on screen come straight out of Dr. Dre's prologue to the NWA album of the same name. You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge. Watch the movie and you'll witness other things as well. The mingling of authentic protest, much of it aimed at cops, with shameless commerce, the deathless appeal of Hollywood cliches. The film was directed by F. Gary Gray, and it's notable for its omissions as well as its strengths, but that shouldn't be surprising. The producers include two of the group's most prominent founders, Dr. Dre and Ice Cube. This is history retold from the perspective of triumphant survivors. It's an origin story as compelling as any tale of how superheroes got their superpowers. We see Dr. Dre, who's played by Corey Hawkins, as a passionate youngster, Andre Young, struggling against the rules and constraints of his hardworking mother. "You don't know what I'm fighting for," he tells her before leaving home. The young Ice Cube is played by the rapper's son, O'Shea Jackson Jr., and the resemblance is downright eerie. The film is blessed with strong performances by little-known actors, not only Hawkins and Jackson, but Jason Mitchell as Eazy-E, Neil Brown Jr. as DJ Yella, and Aldous Hodge as MC Ren. The best part of the movie is the group's performances, of course, but a lot of attention is devoted to the disputes and personal rivalries that eventually led to Ice Cube's defection and tore the group apart. And a lot of screen time is devoted to NWA's manager, Jerry Heller. He's played by Paul Giamatti, and Heller grows from a sort of shrewd den mother to a diabolical conniver and crook. There is no mention of Dr. Dre's vicious assault in 1991 on the TV host Dee Barnes. Female characters who do show up on screen are marginal to the action at best. Straight Outta Compton celebrates NWA as poster men for free speech and their constant conflicts with would-be censors. That's an appropriate part of the equation, but the movie declines to discuss the group's hate speech, the violence, misogyny, homophobia, and scattershot racism that pervade its songs. Anti-Semitism comes up only because Heller is outraged by Ice Cube's attacks on him in the notorious song No Vaseline. There's simply no room for complexity or contradiction, not even an odd turn of events that Ice Cube has subsequently recounted in connection with the group's infamous 1989 Detroit concert. The cops did indeed rush the stage, stop the show, corral the fleeing rappers, and arrest them, just as the movie shows. But all they wanted, Ice Cube told a TV interviewer, was damn autographs. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.